And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now I should be joined on the line by Alan. Good morning to you, Alan.
Hello, how are you doing?
Grand. How are you this morning?
I'm not too bad.
Good. Now, Alan, we spoke last year, it must be about a year ago, and we're talking about Dylan. Tell us a little bit about Dylan's story.
Yeah, my son Dylan in October 2014 was diagnosed with a very rare and fatal condition called multiple phosphatase deficiency. It basically presents as an enzyme deficiency that the cells in the body clog up and become toxic, and it sends toxins to the brain, and from there it would destroy the whole central nervous system, resulting in not being able to walk, talk, loss of sight, hearing, could have curvature of the spine, joints can become dislocated, they would possibly have to be fed through a tube, have problems with the heart, severe mental disability. When we got the news at first, obviously, you know, anybody would be devastated. But then we discovered there were so many breakthroughs with his condition, but because it's so rare, the kind of willingness to kind of bring on a clinical trial for humans didn't really exist. So that's really what we're trying to make happen.
And will this happen in Ireland, or do you have to bring Dylan away off to America or somewhere?
It's not a certainty where we would have to go. We've set up a charity called MSD Action Foundation and SavingDylan.com. They're one in the same body. And our goal is to promote and support research for multiple phosphatase deficiency, and support positive clinical advancements in order for humans to benefit as soon as possible. So basically, we hope to have our medical advisory board put together very soon and to put out the call for research, which would be basically like you put out a tender and you look for proposals, and then from there you'd have to get them scored. We would hope to get some help from the Health Research Board in Ireland to score them and to pick the best one. So where that best one might be at this point will be unknown, but I mean it would be a similar process for any charity going looking to do medical research or to support medical research. So you know, we need to do everything in the best possible way, and we owe that to everybody. We owe it to every other patient out there. You know, at the moment, my son is very, very suitable in my mind for a clinical trial, and we hope that the sooner we can do this, that hopefully he could benefit from that.
Exactly. And how is he doing? Like today, is he doing okay?
He's quite happy on the surface, but you know, he has got serious mental delays. You know, You know, he's 3 years old. He probably has the mindset of about a 1 year old. But you know, he's quite happy. He's eating, he's sleeping, he's playing, and you know, he's okay on the surface. You know, but every day that goes by, he's fallen further behind. You know, development wise. But the treatment he needs is a one-time treatment, and it can stop the deterioration, stabilise the body, and it can show a lot of improvements in a lot of cases. You know, so if he had the treatment now, he could probably begin to develop quite rapidly.
And it's not only his developing; it's his breathing as well, isn't it? And his sight and hearing, and eventually, like it's every day.
Until
he gets his treatment.
Yeah, like because it destroys the whole central nervous system, it will destroy absolutely every bodily function. It doesn't mean that every function will be hit, but like, you know, slowly but surely it would take him apart. And that's the reality of these conditions. It's not a case of if, it will happen. But again, we are trying to avoid what would be inevitable.
It must be devastating for yourself, Alan, and your wife. You know, you're doing the best you can, and you are. I mean, I've seen a lot of them. Even I think I had Dave Young in here, and I think he did a gig for you, did he? Or was that somebody else through the year?
Yeah, Dave done a gig. Well, we're only in existence about 10 months.
Oh, is it 10 months? Is that all? Then I thought it was over a year. I was speaking to you.
Yeah, 10 months. And we officially launched the charity. The first donation we took was on the 18th of April, 2014. So up to last week, well, that was 9 months exactly, and in that time we've raised over €390,000.
Very good, brilliant. That's great. That's a great achievement.
Yeah, but you know, their target is much bigger than that.
I know.
So the target is €2 million, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to raise all that money ourselves. You know, we would hope that I would hope that we probably have to raise, I don't know, just as a guess right now, at least half of that, and it's depending and hoping that a lot of bigger grants will come in that can make it happen.
And I mean, as a parent, you do everything for your children. You want to see them, you know, happy and healthy, and you're doing great work. I have to say, you are doing great work, and to raise that money in that short space of time is great. But you need more, as I said, you need more money, and you need to get it out there, and you need to let people know exactly what's happening. So you're organising a ball in the Hilton.
In the Hilton Hotel. The ball is on the 13th of February, the Valentine's ball. So there's a Prosecco reception from 7:30 to 8:00, and then dinner is 8:15. It's a four-course meal, and it's a band called The Reflex. It's a really, really good band. They've offered their services for free, so we're delighted with that. Because it would be expensive to get them for a gig, you know. It's €50 per person, and you know, tickets. People can get tickets. They can go onto our website at www.savingdylan.com/events, and there's information there on how to get tickets. Or they can contact us through Facebook at Saving Dylan on Facebook.
So it's all on Facebook, and that's the 13th of February. And how many people are you looking to go to this ball?
Well, at the moment we've 200 tickets. We might be able to squeeze a few more, but 200 tickets, really, you know, tickets are going quite well, but, you know, if anybody is interested in the locality, I would say to them, you know, to get in touch as soon as possible, because, you know, with the interest so far, I mean, if everybody comes back and says, yes, I want tickets, we won't have enough. So, if anybody's interested, yeah, and it's not Black Tie, we deliberately didn't say Black Tie, because just didn't want to put the extra burden on people if they felt they needed to get a tux or hire a tux or whatever. So,
yeah, so go as you want.
The suit is fine, but if you have a tux or you want to, that's okay, you know.
So is it the Hilton in Darndale?
The Hilton at Northern Cross.
Northern Cross. Road, yeah. We call it the Darndale Hilton here, but Northern Cross, yeah.
they probably stick to the Malahide Road address today, you know.
Yeah, Malahide Road.
With all due respect.
But, yeah, well, it's a lovely hotel, and, you know... It's quite near here, like it's on our doorstep. Yeah. So if anyone's listening around the area, €50 isn't bad for a four-course meal and a great band. I've heard of that band and they are very good. And it's it's for a great cost to help Dylan. And I really hope, Alan, you do get that money up, because I'm just looking at a photo of him. He's a gorgeous little boy. And, you know, as you said, when you have your babies, you just want to do everything for them. And I hope you do raise that money and he starts getting treatment. But even let us know how it goes, will you? And keep in touch in the next couple of months.
Yeah, we will do. Can I just say, if anybody wants to just have a little look forward at our cause about it, you can have a look at it. Our video is on our website at savingdylan.com, or it's also on YouTube. The video is called "This Video Will Save a Little Boy's Life," and really, that's been the centre of our campaign, and that's really what has raised the money for us. And people who have seen that, who have maybe wanted to help, whatever, but if people could watch that video and maybe share it, that would be really great.
And is that on YouTube or Facebook?
It's on YouTube, and it's also on our website at
savingdylan.com. Okay, and if you can't make it to the ball, I'm sure you can donate money. You have an account up there, is it?
There's also a text to donate as well. If somebody maybe doesn't, you know, would like to donate, but maybe, you know, don't necessarily have a lot to give.
Yeah.
If they wanted a text, the text number is 50300, and if you text Dylan to that, the text is €4. And it's through, like, charity.
That's brilliant. So that's 50300. Just text Dylan, and the text is €4, and that'll go straight into the charity as well.
Yes.
Research. Listen, Alan, good luck with that, and maybe come back to us and let us know how things are going, will you?
Absolutely.
Thanks a million, Alan. Good luck.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.